On today's episode of the Stuff Podcast Show, we're going to talk about relationships. When should we continue relationship to make it stronger? When should you cut it off like a turd? Not just love, we're talking about family relationships, friendships, other things of that nature. We're going to talk about more dumb stuff on the internet, as well as the new trending Facebook, well not Facebook, more like Face App Age Challenge. All this and more on this week's episode of the Stuff Podcast Show. Welcome to The Stuff, the podcast where you and I literally talk about what else? Stuff. This is your comedic escape-based podcast show, and I'm your host, Ian Walker. Now, let's go talk about some stuff. An apology. I'm a day late with this episode, y'all, and that is my fault. I talked to my mom yesterday. I was gonna take time to talk to the one and only consistent lady in your life. Don't ever, you know, regret that. Don't ever take advantage of that, folks. You never know. You just never know. So, I had to catch up with my mom, talk to her for a little bit, and then I ended up hanging out with my son for a little bit. So. That's why you didn't get an episode from me yesterday. And then by the time I got tired, I was like, oh my God, I'm tired, burnt out, y'all. I don't want to die. So that is my fault. But I was not going to let this week go by, at least late into the week, without giving you guys the episode that you guys deserve. Why? Because consistency and everything is content. So I need to get on it. So that's why I am here now, giving you guys the episode that you guys asked for and deserve. Sorry, Amy. I'm sorry I disappointed you. She told me at work today that she... It's funny, too, because as soon as I walked into work today, she's like, so, hey, guess what happened? So I got up today at 4 o'clock, and I looked at my phone, and my podcast wasn't there. And I was like, oh. I was like, don't be mad at me. It was pretty funny. That was funny to me. So, anyway, so yes, here's the episode. So today, it's funny. I was perusing the internet and saw, you know, not the internet. I don't browse the internet too much. I generally have my iPad and my phone, and I was perusing through Instagram and Twitter. And there's these two major challenges going on right now that are kind of interesting. You've got the bottle cap challenge, which is pretty much, I don't know who comes up with these challenges, these internet challenges. These are just people with just a lot of bored time on their hands. I'm going to come up with a challenge one day and see if it sticks. I'm going to try to make it go trendy, because if somebody could come up with the bottle cap challenge, you know, all it is pretty much a person takes a bottle of Perrier water or anything with a screw cap on it. They do a roundhouse kick, and they're supposed to, you know, knock it off without knocking the bottle over. Okay, I guess that takes some kind of precision and skill. Bruce Lee, if he was still alive, could win that. I'm wondering why none of the martial artists are taking part in this challenge. Why? Because it's a waste of their talents and skills, that's why. But it still would be tight to see, though, you know. I want to see Fat Steven Seagal pull off the bottle cap challenge. I bet you couldn't. But yeah, I want to see somebody do a roundhouse kick to a bottle cap and just, you know, just unscrew it off and let it fly away. Jason Statham did it. I saw that. That was kind of cool. Mariah Carey did it. Hers was funny. I've seen a few other people do it, so it's interesting. But the other challenge that's out right now that is crazy and is really funny, and people are just kind of going ham, is concerns with the humor level, is the Face App challenge or the age challenge. And what that is you download this app on your phone called Face App. You go through your pictures in your phone, and they have these settings where you can make yourself look young, you can make yourself look old. And the age challenge is where everyone takes their pictures and uses the old face filter. And this app, believe it or not, does a really, really good job of making you look old, like aging you. It legit, gives you a real good glimpse on what you look like in the future. Now, the only problem with this app that I have is that it seems like, on the side of milk cartons, we're like, this person is missing, missing children. And then they do that age progression thing. They're like, oh, if they got stolen when they're 3, but when they turn 4, I mean, but when they turn 15, this is what they're gonna look like in case you see them later. That's what this app is. And I think this is the same technology that they use for that age progression stuff. I deep down really think this is the age progression app that is now outdated. And so they're like, okay, we're not gonna use this information or this technology anymore. What should we do with it? We can't just throw it away. I mean, we spent millions and millions of dollars on this. What should we do? And then somebody's like, oh, I got an idea. We should recycle it and turn it into an app and then give it out to the general public to have fun with it. I think that's exactly what happened. Because when you look at these photos, it looks like a picture of a milk carton progression, milk carton age progression. Real talk, tell me I'm wrong. I'll fight you. I really think that's what it looks like, and it's really funny. I've seen this done on NBA players. They have this Instagram feed where this person put up all the current NBA players using the old age part of the app, and it is hilarious. And he renamed all the players. it's really funny. I gotta admit, when it comes to filters, that's the only reason why selfies are fun. Selfies to me are dumb. I think they're just like full of conceit. Unless you use them for business purposes or doing filters, like you're conceited. That's my personal opinion. Doesn't mean it's right. That's just how I personally feel about it. People know you. People see your face every day. Why do they need to see it on social media nets? I don't understand it. And maybe that's partly due because I'm not that photogenic no more. I don't know. I don't know, but yeah, that's just how I feel about it. But this is fun. I ended up getting a lot of the photos that I had in my phone and just kind of going through those and seeing people, messing with the age part. And you could turn them old or you could turn them young. So I have some pictures of elderly people in my phone that are friends of mine. And I use the young app, the young part of the app, just to kind of get an idea of what they look like when they were younger. And it's like, wow, it's pretty crazy. Is really crazy. So, I was gonna start doing this podcast, and I ended up messing with this app for like 30 minutes. I was messing with my friends. I was messing with some of my family members. Messing with a lot of pictures of my friends and things like that. It was nuts. It was pretty funny. I had a good time with the app though. So, that's the craze with that. I put up a picture. I did one of myself, of course, and I don't appreciate that I look like a cross between Bill Cosby and Ving Rhames. It's kind of jank. If you go, I did put it up on my Instagram page on the Stuff Podcast Show Instagram page. So if you want to take a look at that, you can. I legit look like Bill Cosby and Ving Rhames had a baby, and I'm that dude right there. Wow, it looks weird. It's not cute. I can tell you that much. I need to lose weight because I ain't gonna make no good, handsome, chubby old dude. That's for dang sure. This is gonna look all kinds of bad. Anyways, yeah, the app is called Face App, and it's a funny, fun app. You can have some fun with it. I did. I think it's pretty legit. So, when you get the time, when you got some time to kill, pretty much that's something you could go ahead and do. Anyways. Enough about that. Let's head on over to our next segment. So, pardon me if I get a little sentimental for a little bit. Today was kind of a interesting, not gonna lie, kind of rough day today. Day started out pretty good, and then I got some news, and about someone I really care about that was really bad, and it just really dampened my day. And the reason why is because it's been the last couple of weeks, months actually, have just been a rapid fire of ruined relationships. So much so to the point where where I felt, you kind of start, I've kind of started getting a little jaded about people and, just how people are in general. I personally deal with a lot of, a lot of personalities and a lot of, internal issues that I kind of I'm always trying to work with and deal with when it comes to other people. And I've gotten a very cynical, I guess, as of late, especially as of late. And it's funny, I've, every once in a while, I will do things. I think it's important as a person to grow and to change for the better if you can. Because that's one of the things that we as people can actually control, is we can control our emotions, we can control how we feel, we can control the changes that we make in our lives. And every once in a while, what I'll do is I'll ask some people very close to me, the people that know me pretty well as my best friends, what either what traits they like about me as a person, what they don't like about me as a person, and what and how. The recent one I asked was like, if they were to describe me to someone, or describe me in general, and I mean whole package, that means looks, it means personality, all of it, how would they describe me? And this was kind of also a litmus test too for those that I, for myself personally, because this is something that's so important to me and is a part of my growth. Those who responded and cared enough to respond, I appreciate that. I put them on a status of a person that does have some semblance of care about me. And, I do that. However, those that did not, I found, as a recurring pattern, those people who don't do that or who consistently just ignore you or don't make you feel important or don't, put you as a priority. And that's not to say that you should be a priority all the time. Everyone has their lives, everyone has things they're dealing with. But when you're reaching out to people, to certain people, to be a friend to them, and it ends up being constantly that one-sided friendship or that one-sided, relationship when it comes to love, or it becomes that one-sided familial bond, it becomes time, in my personal opinion, to kind of start distancing oneself away from that. And the reason why I think it's important that sometimes we do that is because it can really start messing with you. It can really start messing with you. And again, I found over these last couple of months that's been happening with me. And I'm talking about this only because it's this is kind of I can't say this, it's kind of a social issue. It kind of isn't. This is something that not a lot of black people talk about, and especially not a lot of black men. And a lot of men in general, let's just even, if we take race completely out of it, there's a lot of men in general. We got a lot of emotions. And we've just been trained and conditioned to, keep them calm, don't show the emotion. You're a man, you're supposed to have it all together, you're supposed to be the strength and all this here, blah, blah, blah. Women and other men and, just people in general have no idea how hard it is you do that on a regular basis, when you have all of these emotions inside and you are not allowed to express them, because if you do, society will view you a certain way. And if you decide to do something that's good for yourself by limiting association with people that abuse you or take advantage of your friendship, or take advantage, you know, come around only when you need something, or come around when you, you know, it's convenient for them, you know, you get ostracized for it, or you get called, you know, names about it, or you get shamed for that. Uncool. Not cool at all. It's a lot of work to suppress emotion that is actually extremely natural, and that is perfectly, should be perfectly okay to express. And it's weird, on a personal level, it's been something that's been, you know, getting to me only, and there's people that have actually noticed. I know there's people at work who've, you know, kind of pulled me aside and like, hey, is everything, you know, are you good? You know, is everything fine? And I'm not the type of person that likes to share. I don't reveal my emotions to people a lot at all. In fact, one of my very closest friends, she tells me that I'm very closed off. I'm very conservative. I'm very reserved. And I honestly think that's happened over the last, you know, 10, 12 years. And I've realized that that is actually how I am. Not realizing it, because, you know, I always use my humor and my sense, my joking around and stuff like that as a cover. It's a shield, you know, that I use. I mean, I do enjoy making people laugh sometimes, but when I'm just viewed as the funny guy, it takes a toll. So, moving away from myself for a second, for other people, I think it is super important for us to really dig down deep and really figure out the things that are no good for us. And that includes relationships, that includes whether it be love, whether it be friendships, whether it be familial bonds that are frayed, that are bringing nothing but things that are negative to us. Now, this is not to say that, you know, we should just, you know, cut off all contact from all these things, because life has, you know, its ups and downs. It has its positives. It has its negatives. But if we find ourselves in positions, and again, I'm talking to everybody, men and women, if we find ourselves in positions where, if especially if you're the type of person that is very emotional and cares about people, you find that you end up giving more of yourself, too much so, to the point where, you know, you start wondering if people care about you. And when that care is not given to you in return, you start getting resentful. And when you start getting resentful, you start to change. And when you start to change, your personality and who you are begins to change. And then that's when you start doing and saying things that normally isn't in your character and is not good at all. So it's good to just take a step back sometimes and just be aware and really look at your situations and your surroundings. Make the changes if necessary. And in fact, for some of those things, I think even to preserve some of our relationships in a positive way, it's good to back off from them, you know? Because they, you know, that old adage, familiarity breeds contempt, right? You know, or and absence makes the heart grow fonder. I think that's so very true. It concerns with friendships and, you know, even love relationships sometimes. In love, when it comes to love and relationships, it's slightly different because, you know, you two are bond. You guys are together, one flesh, you know. That's a little bit different. Some of that applies in a few aspects. When it comes to your familial bonds and your friendships and such, when you start seeing that things are one-sided, it's time to take a step back, look at everything, survey it, and start making some serious decisions, especially if you find that it's affecting the way you act, the way you start seeing the world, the way you start viewing people, and all of that. And really go out of your way to make the adjustments necessary for yourself personally, for your health, for your well-being, for your psyche. Super, 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 super important. And not a lot of people are taking the time to do that. And I think that's why we get these situations where you have people getting into a lot of things, or you find out about, you know, certain things that you weren't aware of about that person because they've just been going through so much. Things have been stacking up, stacking up, stacking up. And me is the type of person that is reserved and does not like to be that guy, you know, to spread his emotions. I mean, even though I wear my emotions physically on my face, on my sleeve, I don't talk about what goes on internally and what I'm dealing with and what's going on. Because one, it's, I don't think it's people's business. Number two, I don't want to be that person that's always like, oh man, he's got stuff going on all the time. Here comes Ian, Debbie Downer. You know, yeah, I don't want to be that person, you know, especially people having a good time. And then here I come, my sour dang face. Nobody wants to see that. Anybody got time for that? Okay, they don't. But, and so that's why usually a lot of time I'll come in and just bring the funny, because one, making people laugh kind of helps me a little bit, but it is also a huge defense mechanism for me as well. I use humor as a defense mechanism hardcore. And because of that, a lot of people don't see or understand, you know, the feelings or emotions that a lot of us may truly have, which is, I think, is the reason why you see a lot of comedians that actually are depressed or a lot of that, because they spend so much time giving of themselves or trying to hide, you know, in the way of their humor, that no one really takes the time to see how sad a person is, or really takes the time to ask how they're doing, because they're just like, oh, they're always funny, they're always happy, you know, it's all good, you know, when really all it takes is for someone to actually kind of punch through and look through that and be like, hey, what's up, like, what is the deal? And even if you don't, you know, express the emotions to them, you know, or they don't tell you, I guarantee you they appreciate it, you know. I always try to, I do have an ability to know and see when somebody's feeling a certain way or when someone's not well, you know, and when they try to hide it, you know, I have the ability to be able to see beyond it and see that, okay, something else deeper is going on because something's off with you, you know. But it's only people who don't have that selfish mentality or have that caring heart or very observant that can do that. That's super important. It really is. And so going back to the effect of relationships, when you see something is no longer serving you for in a good way, is not helping you to grow, it's time to cut it off. Time to shut it down. Cut it off like a turd. Get rid of it. You know, because if it ends up changing you and who you are, and it's for the negative, it is totally not worth it. Don't care who it is. Don't care who it is. Because the fact of the matter is, we're supposed to be beings that are always showing love and being encouraging and being kind to one another. And if the actions of other people, if we're allowing the actions of other people to change us to where we're not doing the things that we're supposed to do by showing love to others and being kind and being generous and all of those things, we need to shut that down. We need to shut it down, period. And that means shutting it down where it means cutting off certain people, limiting your association with other people, whatever, you know, and just learning, and also kind of learning how to do for oneself also, not depending on someone else to kind of make that happen for you. I think that's where us coming in to, you know, create the situations that are going to be positive for you come into play, because this is you making the effort and doing for yourself, you know. Super duper important to me. I would love to hear you guys' thoughts on this particular subject, because if you've had experiences like that, you know, your one-sided relationships, and I'm talking about even the small things, I mean, Some people might be listening and be like, man, it's not really a big deal, but I know people who, you'll give them a call, talk to them, see how they're doing. You get crickets. Or if you ask them for something and it's crickets, you get nothing. But when they need something, they're the first one to call you. When they want to ask you something or they need something, the first one's there. When you need them, they're nowhere to be found. People like that need to get cut off. Okay? That's my firm belief. And, I'm in that camp of, I used to be in that camp of, well, you know what, I don't want to give up on them because, I wouldn't want them to give up on me. Well, the fact is, they wouldn't have to give up on me because I'm not that dude. I'm not going to be that person that would do that. So, I'm never going to put them in a situation to have them make the decision as to whether or not they should give up on me or not. That's just, those are the thoughts, and I think that's something that I think all of us should, kind of consider. And ladies, your men, talk to your dudes. We got to deal with a lot of stuff that you guys have no idea what we got to deal with. And, call me out. You can say name, call me names, whatever you want. That's fine. I don't care. I actually didn't know if I was going to be able to talk about it like this, but I'm just kind of word vomiting everything out because it's how I feel. And I think it is something that should be expressed. Men should be allowed to express their emotions. And I think if they are, a lot of relationships will go a whole lot better. If they're allowed to, not only just allowed to express, but allowed to express and be supported and validated by their, or have their emotions validated and supported. Because, I think if you dig deep and, kind of get that water out, dig for that water, you could probably find a lot of problems could be solved if both sides are allowed to express emotionally what's going on. You could get to the root of a lot of different things. And even so, and this is not always good also, I mean, even if you get the emotions of somebody, of a man who's, not showing their emotions, you could actually find out if that dude's a dog too. And if he's not worth having around, then ladies, you can make a decision as to whether or not you want to continue to have that person before it's too late. And works vice versa for guys with women. If you're digging those emotions out, you find out they're just about themselves, not wanting to grow, not wanting to build or anything like that, and are just out for themselves. Well, this will give you an opportunity to dip out before it's too late. I say, and as far as too late's concerned, I consider too late sounds bad, but when you get into that committed relationship or marriage, that's it. I'm of the old school camp where marriage is forever, should be forever. And both people need to work together in order to continue to make that work. So when you get into that, with those situations, that's it. It's too late. You can't back out. So all these things should be found out way, way, way beforehand. And then everybody can decide if they want to keep on keeping on or if they want to go their own separate ways. Yeah, that was that spew. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this particular topic, though. If there's any experiences that you have, anything that you want to talk about, anything you want to bring up, I'll probably bring this back up in a future episode, in a segment of What's a Safe Breath, and bring up the comments and things. I'm on Twitter, the Stuff IDW. I'm on Instagram at the Stuff Podcast Show, or you can shoot an email at the Stuff Podcast Show at gmail.com. I'd like to get you guys' input on this. If you guys see me in person too, we could talk about it there as well. So don't be shy. Let's talk it out. Anyways. So enough with this. Let's lighten up the mood now with some dumb stuff on the internet. All right, so we're back for another segment of dumb stuff on the internet. I again love the segment because, you know, the internet is just full of ridiculousness. And of course, you know, one of my favorite things to sit to look at and read are Twitter posts and sometimes Facebook posts. And I found an article here. It says the 20 dumbest things ever said on the internet. So it's funny how the internet works because the internet allows you to just say whatever you want, act however you want with reckless abandon. There's no face attached behind it if you don't want to. Your identity is concealed. Nobody else knows who you are unless you put an avatar on there and like it's Pikachu or something. Okay? But it gives people some bravery and a thing. And I have never seen a place where I found more prolific philosophers, doctors, theologians, futurists than on the internet, and financial advisors than on the internet. Okay? And so here is some of a sample of a lot of stuff. So one, this is a Facebook post. This says, word of advice, OMG, never try to cremate your deceased pet in your oven. Not only is it the worst smell imaginable, they do not turn to ashes, they just burn. This day did not start off good. First off, you're a murderer. Why in the world are you trying to cremate your pet? Like, were you trying to save money? Or they did not have pet insurance? This is a person who didn't have pet insurance. Okay? They found out how much it was going to cost to cremate their dog, to cremate Fluffy for like $2,000, and they sure did not have it in their bank account. So they thought that they were going to be ingenious and do it themselves by cremating their own dang pet. Nasty. You're a terrible person. All right, so some other dumb stuff people say. Somebody's like, oh my God, 3,000 years ago, I didn't think anyone was alive then. Okay. And then it says, I'm sure this man on the Olympic set they started 3,000 years ago. It's only 2012, so how'd that work? So. You know what? And you know what's funny? This person thought this out before they wrote that comment. I know they did. They thought it out long and hard. They're like, oh my God. Okay, hold on. To that, they did the math calculations, everything. Olympics started 3,000 years ago. It's only 2012. So that person's an idiot. There's no way that's exactly what happened. And they had the audacity to put that on the internet. Anyways, that's sad. That's sad. So another one we have here. I'm not going to read out names because it's embarrassing. Okay? It says, to my calculation, if I save $38 each week, I can have a million within 3 years. Sounds like a plan to me. I'm not a fan of math. Okay? I can't do math that good either, but even I know that. This. Anyways, the next one, this one person's going to hell. It said, is Stevie Wonder really still blind? Actually, no. He regained his sight yesterday. Oh terrible. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Oh. Okay. So there's one question that I want to say, but this is a family show, so you might have to get that one later. Someone said, okay, this is my prom dress. This is what it looks like. And this person, instead of actually posting the picture, put the little link where you could get the picture. Yeah, genius. And then another person said, WTF is Obama's last name. Does anyone know? Anyway, another one that says, how do you get YouTube to come and film you?
stupid.
It says, I've been calling and calling and calling YouTube like crazy for them to come film some videos for me, but they won't come. I don't understand how other people get their videos on YouTube. YouTube needs to come film me, because I have some funny things to show the internet. I know one thing you can show on your, the internet, your stupidity. Idiot. Oh, man. This person is all, I ain't Willy Wonka, and I don't sugarcoat-ish. Wow. You got two girls here on, this is on Facebook. There's two girls here. They're obviously best friends. Dumb perpetuating more dumb. They take a picture. They both got thermometers in their mouth, and they're like, another exciting day in principles of health science, learning how to take temperatures. Ha ha ha. Now, here's the thing. These aren't mouth thermometers that they have in their mouths. I'm just going to leave that there. The thermometers, but not for your mouth. Okay. The another one here I'm looking at. There's a picture of Times Square lit up, fully amazing, looking cool, fantastical. And they're like, goodbye, America. Hello, New York. And then the next person comes underneath, New York is in America. Idiot. Idiot. Another one is on here. This is just terrible. This is just a stupid person that is about to have twins and should not have children based on the question that they asked. If you see me in real life, you can come and ask me what that question was again. Yeah. One other person asks here, I think the Titanic is fake because how do they record it when they're all like dying in the water? Oh man. This person, whoever Shervon is, yeah, I said their name on blast. I didn't say their last name. But Shervon and Angelica, they're something else. Oh man. Then we have a picture of some people from Mount Rush looking at Mount Rushmore. And this person said, Anthony says, how crazy nature make that. This person thinks that nature and erosion created Mount Rushmore. This person needs to go back to school because they failed. The public school system has failed them. Okay? Wow. So, here's another one that's funny. Again, on the internet. It says, it's a picture of the sun. It says, someone just tried to convince me that the sun is a star. The sun is a effing sun, you dip-ish. Hashtag, get your facts straight. No, get your facts straight. Again, you don't pay attention in school. You're an idiot. Get out of here. Oh, my God. People. There's a picture of reindeer. Looks like flying reindeer, probably fake flying reindeer. Person takes a picture, says, can someone identify these animals? They kind of look like cantaloupes. First off, cantaloupes are fruit. Not, he meant to say antelope. Still, the wrong animal. The reindeer. And, yeah, moron. Dude, anyways. a young lady got trapped on an escalator for hours because the power went out. For those of us that are kind of slow, we if you know what an escalator is, this shouldn't have been a problem for this young woman. Yeah. Then someone posted on the internet, I never knew there were green apples. Okay. That's it. I can't. Not anymore. I can't. This is dumb stuff on the internet. You know, some people, based on all this stuff, you know, especially if Stevie Wonder's still really blind. It's like, dude, are you kidding me? If there was a such thing, there would be a third circle, and you would go into it. It's terrible. I mean, the level of stupid that I just read right now is ridiculous. If you guys have ever come across some stuff, let me know. let me know some funny stories that you guys have seen. Stupid memes. People saying and doing dumb stuff. Please, I'd love to hear it. And if you do, I could put it on my segment here on dumb stuff from the internet. And I will give a commentary on how dumb these people are. Because this is just sad. Is it, you know, it's things like this that make me just, every day, you know, a little bit more faith in humanity just dwindles and dwindles and it goes away. And it makes me sad inside. It really does. It really, really does. You know, this isn't how it's supposed to be. You know, it really isn't. But what can you do, people, right? People. Anyways, so that's enough of these shenanigans. Episode this week. Thank you so much for listening, for paying attention and taking time out of your day to listen to my podcast. I love you all very much for that. I always appreciate the support, the love, the feedback, all of it. And I constantly encourage it, and I definitely want more of it. As long as you're respectful, that's the only thing I'm asking for. Just show some respect. But I need feedback because I want to know what you guys want to listen to. If there's anything that you guys want me to talk about, if there's subjects that are near and dear to you that you want me to discuss, please do not hesitate to send me an email at thestuffpodcastshow@gmail.com. You can also get a hold of me on Instagram. I'm very good at Instagram, believe it or not. I respond to everyone who sends me a message. I respond to all the comments there. I do real good. Be proud. If I wasn't doing podcasts, I'd probably be like a social media manager or something. You know, I feel like I'm that legit. Anyway, real talk. You can contact me there. I will be very quick to get back to you. I will take all of your questions, your comments, any considerations that you have. If you want to shout out friends or do anything like that as well, I'll put you in my segment, which is Think Breath, and talk about your comments there as well. I would really, really love to get more voices on the show, get more opinions on the show, and stuff on just how you feel, you know. I'm very, again, like I said before, super excited about season 4 because I've got a lot coming down the pipeline. 22 seasons is what I did last season. I'm hoping to meet that same exact goal, but I can't do it without you guys. And so, if there's anything, once again, if there's anything you want me to talk about, please do so. Spread the word. Tell your friends and family. If they've never heard of a podcast, this stuff is a great beginning podcast to listen to. It's family friendly. Everyone can benefit from it or just have fun listening to it. You know, whatever the case may be. Would love, love, love to get more in the community. So, again, thank you guys so much for listening, and I am looking forward to having an amazing season 4 and doing more with you guys. So, in the words of Buzz Lightyear, to infinity and beyond. Yes, that was corny. I don't know why I said that, but it just felt right. It felt good in spirit. Okay? And I let it sizzle there. Just a little sizzle in spirit. Anyway, so, thank you again so much, guys, and I'll talk to you later, and I will see you next week on the Stuff Podcast Show.